black, all dressed in black, black, black with silver buttons, buttons, buttons all down her back, back, back. She asks her mother, mother, mother for 15 cents to see the elephants, elephants, elephants. They jump the fence, fence, fence. They jump so high, high, high. They reach the sky, 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 and never came back, back, back till the 4th of July. Lie, liar.
Back again, it's the Granola Girls, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Georgia, thank you for mouthing all the words to that while I was saying
just doing
it.
A little interpretive dance, right, like, right. In the background.
Obviously.
Yeah, that was Demi Rap by Bikini Kill, and before that, it was Pressure to Party by Julia Jacqueline.
Yes, indeed. That one was my pick. I just want to shout out to Alyssa Vargas Levine.
Yes,
always. For showing me that song. I have not stopped listening to it. And the theme of this week's show is, like, songs that sound like what being 19 years old feels like.
Because we are both currently 19 years old.
Nasty 19. And we just thought, like, wow, we should commemorate this age that we are with music.
Because it won't be too much longer.
Yeah. For either of us, really.
For either of us. Like, less than 6 months.
Yeah. I mean, my birthday is in February, and yours is in December.
That's 6 months, right?
That's, yeah, less than 6 months.
Less than 6 months.
Yeah. What month is it? I don't even know.
It's October.
Yeah. So, like, 3 months, four-ish, until February?
But
I don't know. Okay.
None
we
of
love
us
doing
are,
math.
We don't know. We're not STEM students. We're, so, like,
obviously.
Don't expect us to do math.
Yeah. And I just feel like, yeah, Pressure to Party, it like, really resonates with where I am right now as a 19-year-old person.
Mm.
I think the title, like, speaks to a lot of what the song is talking about, like, kind of questioning, like, what the point of, like, going out is, and kind of contending with the idea of, like, being okay being alone, especially, like, after, I mean, the song is, like, someone dealing with her breakup with her significant other, but I think even if, like, I am not going through that exact situation, the message of, like, yeah, what is the point of sort of this, like, ritualistic way that we all, like, go out every weekend, and, like, what does it mean to sort of feel alone within that ritual?
Yeah.
Is, I don't know, something I've been thinking about a lot recently, and something I feel like resonates with being this age right now.
And so. I think, like, we were just talking about Perfect Places by Lorde, and, like, that's a lot of, like, what she talks about also in that song.
Exactly.
Is, like, this, like, teenage ritual.
Right. So, foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing.
To that song.
To that song.
Georgia, explain your pick. I'd never heard that song before.
So, I picked Demi Rap by Bikini Kill, and it's because, first of all, Bikini Kill is so good. Just, like, angry women. I love to hear it.
We love
but
to hear
I picked
it.
This song specifically because one of my favorite shows that I watched this year was Pen 15 on Hulu, and it's set in, like, 2002 or something. Yeah. It's, like, very early 2000s. But this, or a part of this song, is the theme, like, that they use for the show. And I was like, dang, this is a good song. And so then I actually started listening to it, and I was like, this is such a good song. And so I picked it just because I know, I just really like it. I feel like a lot of what Bikini Kill talks about is very much how I'm feeling this year. And also, that show is really good, so I just want to commemorate that.
I mean, I've only seen, like, the first episode of it, but it was entertaining.
It's very, it's kind of a bizarre, like, idea where, like, if you're not familiar with the show, basically the two, like, creators are, like, two adult women, but, like, in the show they play, like, sixth graders,
right,
alongside, like, a cast of, like,
actual sixth graders
or seventh graders, I think. But it's so funny.
So odd, especially because they, like, obviously, like, talk about, like, their different, like, crushes, it's, like, hard to, like, distance from the fact that, like, this is, like, a 30 something year old woman, like, talking about having, like, you know, I just thought that was funny.
But it's also, like, definitely kind of poking fun at the whole, like, 27 year old high school sophomore, you know, like, the Riverdales of age, or even, like, you know, 90210 and stuff like that, where, full adults are, like...
like, playing high school kids. Yeah. I watched... speaking of that phenomenon, this weekend, I watched Glee for the first time in years. And I remember, like, being in middle school and, like, watching that show and being like, wow, high schoolers, like, they seem so cool. And now watching it, I'm like, these people are fully, like, 30 years old, like, playing 16-year-olds. Yep. Like, that's whack that we, like, set up that expectation. Or high school, like, for what it should be like. But wow. Good show. Actually, not at all, but
the music
kind of we could do a Glee episode.
We should do a Glee episode.
Granola Girls Glee.
You know, I've never actually watched the show Glee, but I've listened to the music from Glee.
So
I think we should do like a
there's
a
that
hits of Glee.
Yeah. None of the hits all the time. Anyway, we're gonna move on to talking about Glee. We just have some more songs that remind us of being 19.
The youth.
The waning hours of our teenagerhood. So true. Anyway, we're gonna get into the next track. Blue by Zach. I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
Galifianakis?
Zach Galifianakis. Yes, thank you, Georgia. Zach Vieri? Villari? I don't know. But the song's called Blue. So, here we go.
Drawings, thank you very much. I smile, you smile. My stomach fills up with butterflies. What do you want to do today? Go to my house, sit down on the carpet, watch some cartoons. It's up to you. The sky's blue. I don't know what to think about with you. And when the sky's blue, I just look up and think about. When the sky's blue, I don't know what to think about with you. And when the sky's blue, I just look up and think about. You put your backpack in the backseat. Sit right next to me. Yeah. I'll drive you to my parents' house, and then we start making out. while we're listening to Cherry Bomb. Order pizza, then we take it outside. Today is a perfect day. Today is a perfect day with you. Today is a perfect day. Today is a perfect day with you. Today is a perfect day. Today is a perfect day with you. Today is a perfect day. Today is a perfect day. When the sky is blue, I don't know what to think about you. When the sky is blue, I just look up and think about.
Try. Sit and wonder why, baby, even you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. But don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in the turning on your light, baby. The light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, baby. I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's all right. And calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I am told. I give her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, baby. where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, babe, so I just say fairly well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's all right.
I love that song.
It's so good.
So good.
Honestly, I had never heard that song before. I don't really listen to Bob Dylan, but good song.
I feel like that's one of the reasons I picked it, was because I didn't really get into Bob Dylan until like this year, which was funny because when I turned 17, I got that record, like the vinyl record, Free Willin' Bob Dylan, and I like had it, and I like listened to it, and I was like, cool.
Like, it's okay. Next record. Whatever.
But then this year, I really started, like, listening to it, and I was like, yeah, it's kind of hitting differently. And, like, that song, I feel like I listened to a lot this summer. Like, the whole album, I just listened to a lot.
Interesting. What about that song, like, do you feel like resonates with the idea of being 19?
It's just, I mean, it's about, like, leaving, but it's like, you know, it wasn't the greatest, but, you know, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, it could have been better, but, like, don't worry about it. It's okay.
Yeah. And, I mean, I like, I'm just going off the title here.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a message that goes along with being this age.
Yeah.
Is sort of not thinking twice about things and just, like, doing them and knowing that it will end up being okay, which is, like, something I'm trying to embrace right now. But I think a broader question that I have is, like, or concept that I'm thinking about is, like, 19 being the last, like, teenage year.
Yeah.
And, like, what that means, what that entails for this year. I mean, because we're both, like, sort of at the end, almost, of, I mean, I have a couple more months, and so do you, but,
yeah.
You know, like, sort of nearing the end of this year, / the end of our, like, teenagehood, right. Teenagedom,
the end of
whatever.
This decade.
The end of this, yeah. Okay, that's enough. I saw this tweet the other day that was, like, we're entering, like, the decade in which most of us will, like, get married or have kids or, like,
start
our jobs, and I was like, whoa. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know to what extent that's obviously, like,
yeah,
true, because who knows, but that just, like, made me think, like,
yeah,
we're really, like, I feel like being born in, like, 2000, like, 1999, like, this era is really interesting, because, like, the decade's just, like, in the 2020s, we're gonna be, like, 20, you know, that's our 20s, which I think is cool, because I'll never forget how old I am, I guess, but I just, yeah, I don't know, like, what, like, the last year of teenagehood really even means. I feel like it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Like, on being 19, it's, like, your last year to sort of be stupid without, like, repercussions. I mean, I feel like sophomore year is sort of, in, like, an in-between in that way.
Yeah,
in that, like, you're not a first year anymore, so things aren't as, like, exciting or new. But you're not, like, a junior or senior, so things don't really necessarily feel like they matter as much. Like, it's sort of this weird, like, middle child kind of stage. I felt this way in high school, too, like, high school sophomore year. I was like, this is so weird. And I feel like 19 is similar in that, like, we're old enough to be expected to, like, kind of know what we're doing, but it doesn't feel like anything necessarily matters to the same extent that it will when we're older. I don't, what do you think?
I feel like it's just kind of like college, like, as a whole. Like, if you think about it, like, 17 and 18 is kind of like the last, like, what I would consider to be the last true, like, teenage years, because you just are, like, doing, like, senior year of high school, like, you're doing whatever you want, you know? But you kind of get to, like, you know, the end of 18 and, like, into 19, and it's kind of like the tweens of, like, your pre, it's like your, it's like your but 20s. It's like your...
Yeah.
I don't want to say 20s, because that's not... But, like, it's you know, it's like the tweens, you know, like right before you're a teenager. It's like that, but like right before you're
right.
like
the
adult.
The pre-adult.
Yeah.
Years.
And so you're 19 and you're like, I don't know. It's like you're too old to like do all the stuff
right.
that you did when you were in high school.
But you're too young
but you're
to,
too
like,
young
fully
to like
know what you're doing.
Yeah. And then you're also like here, you know,
mm-hmm.
2,000 miles away, more miles away. I don't
right.
know.
Right. However many.
however many miles away. And you're just like out here, like dropped in the middle
right.
of Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And it's just like, go make a life for yourself
right.
now.
I'm just like, what?
And I'm like, well,
what?
Okay.
like,
I'm going to sit
sure.
in my room and make mac and cheese and
right.
like watch American Horror Story, I guess.
And you know what? I think that's enough. I think
yeah.
that is making a life for yourself for sure. And I like speaking of like being dropped in the middle of Massachusetts and like just having to like, you know, do your thing. Like this weekend I went to Needham and like I went with a friend and we like took the T, like the Green Line all the way out to like Newton or wherever. And I was just like, where am I? Like, cause I'd never really like been to Newton or Needham. And I was like, I am so far from home. Like where,
mm-hmm.
like what am I doing?
Yeah.
But it didn't feel scary or bad. It felt like I'm so far from home and that's kind of weird, but also like really exciting. And
yeah.
like there are so many things I can do here. And I feel like 19 is sort of that feeling
yeah.
in an age, like being in sort of a weird spot, but it's not necessarily bad. It's kind of odd and like unnerving in a way, but it's like you, I feel like we have a lot ahead of us,
yeah.
which is exciting. So
the
like hopefully
world,
the world is our oyster,
yeah.
as they say. but yeah, I feel like, so I the next song I chose is Softly by Claro,
mm-hmm.
which it was hard for me to choose a Claro song. I'm going to be honest. I spent some time deliberating because I knew that, like, I just feel like her music as a whole is very, like, emblematic of this time.
Right.
And place that we are at. But this one, I feel like, sort of encapsulated the feeling of, like, I don't know, like, liking someone at this age and, like, mm-hmm. what that looks
yeah.
like and how that's sort of different from, like, having a crush
yeah.
in high school.
Yeah.
At least that's how I sort of think about this song. Yeah, so we'll go into that and then some more tunes. And woo!
Woo!
Here we
Granola
are!
Girls!
Yay.
Here we are!
Nothing's falling in love overnight. talking about. Who's never left home, who's never struck out to find a dream and a life of their own. A place in the clouds, a foundation of storm. Many precede and many will follow. A young girl's dreams no longer hollow. It takes the shape of out the window and says, I'm leaving my girl. She said it didn't seem like I that long ago when she stood there and let her own folks know she needed wide open spaces, room to make a big mistake. She needs new faces. She knows the high.
Was Wide Open Spaces by the Dixie Chicks.
A moment of
and
silence.
Sarah and I were just both crying like 10 seconds ago.
That song, it really, Georgia was just saying it hits different, and it does. I would just like to second that. Just, you know, the idea of moving out here, out east by yourself. Especially the part that got me listening to it this time was like the part about like the mom saying like, what, I don't know the exact words, but like, you know, she needs to go. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
And I just thought of my mom. And how
I thought
you
of
know.
My mom too. Yeah, I think I picked this song a lot because I feel like some of the songs, I mean, we have some of these that are like we were talking about how it's kind of like, you know, we're leaving like something behind, like when we're like becoming in like an adult, like turning 20. But I felt like this song was a little bit more like we're arriving somewhere.
Right.
New. Like we're arriving to a place where like we were also kind of saying like everything is in front of us. Like the world is our oyster.
Right.
And
yeah,
so
but
I
you're
just
not
thought,
necessarily leaving anything. I feel like it's sort of like when you arrive to a place with like luggage, you know, it's not like you're necessarily leaving that stuff all behind. It's like you're carrying some of it with you.
Yeah.
But you're also like open to like getting new things to put in the luggage, you know? We love a metaphor.
Yeah. That's
no, I don't know. But yeah, I like that idea of like you're not completely leaving. You're just arriving somewhere new. Wow. Yeah, and I feel like that song really like captures that feeling. Wow, the Dixie Chicks did it again.
Like, I so really, good. People will say, like, oh, I don't listen to country music. And, like, I used to be like, country music bad. But then I was like, but what about the Dixie Chicks?
Yeah.
That kind of, just
well, we were talking about that in my music class the other day, because we were talking about the idea of, like, folk music and, like, who is the folk and, like, how, like, black people, like, invented folk music.
Yeah.
But how, like, now we just think of, like, white people with guitars because, you know, America's racist. And I feel like, something that my professor brought up was, he was like, yeah, people say they hate country music because they're trying to say, like, they hate, like, right-wing politics is what they mean by, like, saying I hate country. Like, you're just distancing yourself from, like, a whole group of people to seem, like, better than them. But I'll say it, country music kind of slaps sometimes.
Yeah, also, like, yeah, country music by women, I feel like, is usually better.
Like, Dolly Parton?
Dolly Parton, of course.
The Dixie Chicks, obviously.
The Dixie Chicks, obviously.
Shania Twain, sometimes, like, honestly, I'll say it. She's good.
We should have, like, a Women of Country episode.
Oh, my God. That's really off-brand.
That's so off-brand. I went to the country... I grudgingly went to the Country Music Hall of Fame, like...
How was it?
3 years ago when I was in Nashville. I gotta say, a lot of sparkly outfits. There was, like, a whole, like, room dedicated to Taylor Swift. I thought she was pop now.
I love her. I know I've said this on the show before. I love her. And I'll say it again.
How do you feel about her newest album?
Oh, bad. Like, it's not good. It's not good. But her Tiny Desk concert.
I kind of liked...
She kind of went off.
Paper Rings, but, like, that was it. I feel like that was kind of, like, a throwback to, like, old Taylor.
What's the one where she's like, if I was a man, like, you wouldn't be saying this stuff about me? I'm like, Taylor, you're dumb. Like, please stop.
Taylor, I'm so you're white. Sorry. You're like, stupid.
I'm sorry. Like, I love her, like, her first album. Just impeccable country music. I have to say, the pinnacle of country music, if you will.
Big country girl from Pennsylvania energy. Yes,
honestly. Yeah. So we might have to do a country episode.
Yeah.
Another thing I wanted to bring up, like, before, you know, Georgia has to head out for her Japanese exam.
And my Japanese exam today, everyone. Please wish me luck.
Yay. But I feel like another thing, yeah, that I wanted to bring up while you were here is that, like, for some of these songs, like, the people who wrote them, like, were 19 when they wrote these songs. Like, Claro is, like, our age.
Yeah.
And she, like, wrote that song. And, I mean, we're, like, gonna play Perfect Places by Lorde. And in that song, she's like, I'm 19, blah, blah, blah. And it's, like, one of those ages where you're, like, wow, people my age are, like, doing things.
Yeah.
Like, what am I doing? You know what I mean? It's, like, one of those where sometimes I'm, like, okay.
Yeah, so Lorde was 19. Really out here making names for themselves. Huh? But I feel like it's also a whole thing where, like, I don't know when, like, especially when you're, like, coming of age, like, in high school, it's all about, like, understanding, like, who you are, but it's always, like, in comparison to other people. And I feel like as you're older, like, especially now, like, we're kind of forced to compare because some people are obviously really successful, but we're also kind of learning who we are, like, as ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, it's hard when people are really cool it's and, like, successful, like Lorde or, like, Claro, but also, like, understanding, like, who we are better is, like, a big part of
I
feel like understanding my journey right now.
Yeah, I agree. And, like, seeing that there is success in, like, different things.
Yeah.
And that you can be, like, just as successful as someone, just, like, in a different way. And maybe, like, to a smaller audience, but, like, you're still, you know, figuring out who you are and, like, you know, we're all on a journey. The journey of life. Life is a highway.
Life is a highway.
speaking of country music. Okay, anyway. I'm feeling uncomfortable by how much we've referenced country artists. Just a little bit. I know that I just said
it's really just Rascal Flatts that makes me uncomfortable.
That's, okay, you're right. That was the one.
I was like, okay,
that was,
but
the last straw.
That was it. A man anyway, in country? No.
You're right.
Out.
Nope. Anyway, we're going to play Mitski now.
Anyway,
complete
I will say goodbye, but... I will be back next week on Granola Girls. And Sarah's playing Mitski, so
heck
here we
are.
It's a party.
when I wrote this song. I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long. Time hurries on, and the leaves that are green turn to brown, and they wither with the wind, and they crumble in your hand. Once my heart was filled with the love of a girl, I held her close, but she faded in the night, like a poem I meant to write. And the leaves that are green turn to brown, and they wither with the wind, and they crumble in your hand. I threw a pebble in a brook and watched the ripples run away, and they never made a sound, and the leaves that are green turn to brown, and they wither with the wind, and they crumble in your hand. Hello, 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 hello. Goodbye, 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 goodbye. That's all there is, and the leaves that are green turn to brown.
Thank you.
That was Mouthlog by Sydney Gish, one of my picks. Sadly, Georgia's not here anymore. Wish her luck on her Japanese exam. But I feel like, yeah, Mouthlog by Sydney Gish, I think is emblematic of the feeling of, like, being 19 and feeling kind of lost in what you're doing. Like, the line where she's like, I hate class, I hate work, but doing nothing's even worse. So it's sort of like, what do you even do at this age, you know? Like, everything feels a little bit off sometimes. And I think it's, like, also alluding to the feeling of, like, maybe when I'm older, I'll figure it out. When she's saying, like, maybe when I'm 22, I'll, like, know what I'm doing. Which I think is a thing that me and a lot of my friends are feeling right now. Like, maybe someday we'll have it figured out. And you know what? I think we will. Fingers crossed. And just a little quick PSA before we leave. WMFO Live Music Day is coming up on Saturday, October 26th, broadcasting live from Studio A and Studio D with live music from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sounds like a great time. And again, this is the Granola Girls. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. One last song, Perfect Places by Lord. Just, I feel like, captures all of the above feelings that we spoke about for the past hour. So, enjoy.
Every night I live and die, feel the party to my bones. Watch the wasters blow the speakers, spill my guts beneath the outdoor light. It's just another graceless night. I hate the headlines and the weather. I'm 19 and I'm on fire.